Christmas is a time of great stories. So I thought I would share a simple story that an uncle of mine sent me in an email recently. There was a wealthy man and his son who loved to collect artworks, rare artworks. They had everything in their collection, from Picasso's to Raphael's to Rembrandt's. They would often sit together and admire the great works of art that they had collected. When the Vietnam conflict broke out, the son went to war. He was very courageous and died in battle while rescuing another soldier. The father was notified and grieved deeply for his only son. About a month later, just before Christmas, there was a knock at the door. A young man stood at the door with a large package in his hands. He said, "Sir, you don't know me, but I'm the soldier for whom your son gave his life. He saved many lives that day, and he was carrying me to safety when a bullet struck him in the heart, and he died instantly. He often talked about you and your great love of art." The young man held out a package. "I know this isn't much. I'm not really a great artist, but I think your son would have wanted you to have this." The father opened the package. It was a portrait of his son, painted by the young man. He stared in awe the way the soldier captured the personality of his son. The father was so drawn to the eyes of the picture that his own eyes welled up. He thanked the young man and offered to pay him for the picture. "Oh, sir, I could never repay what that man did for me. It's my gift." The father hung the portrait over his mantle. Every time visitors came to the home, he took them to see the portrait of his son before he showed them any of the other great works he'd collected. The father died several months later. There was to be a great auction of his paintings. Many influential people excited over seeing the great paintings and purchasing one for their own collection attended. On the platform sat the painting of the sun. The auctioneer pounded his gavel. "We will start the bidding with this picture of the sun. Who will bid for this picture?" There was silence. Then a voice at the back of the room shouted, "We want the famous paintings. Skip this one." But the auctioneer persisted. "Will someone bid for the painting? Who will start the bidding? 100, 200. Another voice angrily, "We didn't come to see this painting. We came to see the Van Goghs, the Rembrandts. Get on with the real bids." But still the auctioneer continued, the sun, who will take the sun?" Finally, a voice from the back of the room. It was their longtime gardener. "I will give you $10 for the painting. Being a poor man, it's all that he could afford." "We have $10, who will bid 20? "Give it to him for 10, let's see the masters." The crowd was becoming angry. They didn't want the picture of the sun. They wanted the worthier investments for their collections. The auctioneer pounded the gavel, going once, twice, sold for $10. A man sitting in the second row shouted, "Now let's get on with the collection." The auctioneer laid down his gavel. "I'm sorry, the auction is over." "What about the paintings?" "I'm sorry. When I was called to conduct this auction, I was told a secret stipulation in the will. I was not allowed to reveal that until now. Only the painting of the sun would be auctioned. Whoever bought that painting would inherit the entire estate, including all the paintings. The man who took the sun gets everything." My friends, God gave us his son born to us to live as we live, to die on the cross, to be raised to new life. Much like the auctioneer, God's question for us this Christmas is, the sun, who will take the sun? Because you see, whoever takes the sun gets everything. We gather in churches all over the world like we're gathering here this night as part of our tradition. It's what we do on Christmas, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. It makes us feel a part of the real meaning of Christmas beyond the Santa and the rest. The birth of Christ calls us to so much more. The Son came to fundamentally change us, to transform us, so we could leave places like this and go out and become agents of transformation for that world out there. In speaking of the Christmas event, the great theologian, mystic, social activist monk Thomas Merton wrote, "Into this world, this demented inn, in which there was absolutely no room for him at all, Christ comes uninvited. The Son comes pushing his way into this world, a world that would much rather not have this uninvited guest, because this uninvited guest makes us uncomfortable. This uninvited Son comes into the world to invite us, nay, to challenge us, to come to places like St. Peter's Church, not merely for comfort and solace, but to change us in our daily living, to participate in the great work of the Son came to complete, the work of reconciling and restoring the world to right relationship with God, with one another, and importantly, to reconcile that love with ourselves. The Son invaded our demented world to incarnate the love of God. The urgent question I leave with all of us this Christmas: will you take the Son?" Amen.